Right corner, Sheldon three, splash. J.C. Sheldon gives Ohio State the two-point lead, 14-12, 5.5 to go in quarter number one. A high lob, Young inside the lane, puts it up with the right hand. Ohio State leads 59-57, 101 to go. Minnesota calls a timeout, and oh, doctor, they're going crazy in Columbus, Ohio. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Green puts it up, gets a fortuitous bounce. Caleb Wesson, right wing, drives inside. Middle of the lane, puts up a shot, block, gets his own rebound, and flies to the rack for the right-handed slam. Braxton Miller up top, dribbling with her left hand. A spin move, left elbow, left corner. Sheldon, a tough three, splash! J.C. Sheldon for the triple. It's 29-14, 6:50 to go in quarter number two. On the other side, Diamond Miller drives inside the lane. Basketball's loose, and it's a jump ball. Great job by Madison Green to get down and dirty to draw the jump ball.
It's a huge shot for Ohio State. They needed something going on the offensive end. And J.C. Sheldon steps right up in the deep corner and hits that three, and the momentum is swinging a little bit. Ohio State's still down 15, but a little bit of momentum starting to creep in.
Mike Sell looking to inbound underneath the basket right side. Into the right corner, Blair Watson a three. Off the back iron, missed badly. And it's a foul called, I believe, on Owusu. Or it's actually on Diamond Miller for her second foul, and she's immediately pulled out of the game. 29-14, 6:35 to go, second quarter. Green brings it across the center court stripe. She's marked by Blair Watson. Fakes a handoff to Kay Satterfield and dribbles over to the left point. Now high post, tries to shoot it down to Satterfield at the right corner. It's stolen, plucked away by Austin. Here she goes, and she's stripped by Madison Green. But Madison Green also fouled Shakira Austin in the process of stripping her. So it'll be an inbound for Maryland underneath the basket, right side, 6:15 to go in the quarter, 29-14. Terrapins lead over the Buckeyes. Mike Sell looking, right point for Watson. Middle of the lane, Austin spinning around, going to the rack for two, and the foul.
Maryland just able to get those easy opportunities against this Ohio State defense. Ohio State just looks like a different team than I've seen from them this year so far. They just don't have any energy. They look lethargic on the court, and I think McGuff's going to talk with them in the half about picking up the pace, picking up the energy, and you might see a different Ohio State team at the half, but Ohio State's consistency this year has been a little iffy, and in this game especially, Ohio State hasn't been able to build any leads, any momentum, anything, and Maryland's just attacking forward.
Juhasz picks up her first foul. Mike Sell and Austin head over to talk to their coach on the sideline. But Austin's the one shooting the free throws, so she has to run back. Austin with 8 points, looking for nine. She's got nine. Completing the three-point play, Maryland leads 32-14, 6 minutes to go and a half. Miller dribbles the length of the floor. Now over to the left wing, guarded by Jones. Miller drives inside, kicks it out, short corner, left side, Juhasz. Left wing now for Madison Green, dribbles to the right elbow. Looking for a pass, a bounce pass to a cutting Satterfield, who goes for the right-handed layup, which does not go, but she draws the foul. So 5:49 to go, second quarter, 32-14. Maryland has more than double the points Ohio State has, as Kirsten Bell comes into the game in place of Green. Also coming in is Faith Masonis for Maryland in place of Stephanie Jones. Satterfield looking for her first 2 points of the game. She makes her first free throw. Kay Satterfield is the daughter of former UC standout guard and NBA player Kenny Satterfield, who went down as a University of Cincinnati basketball legend. His daughter's doing great things now at Ohio State as Satterfield makes her second free throw and goes 2-2 from the stripe. Scores 32-16, 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Watson sends a high lob down to the left block, and fading away is Austin. And Shakira got the bounce. And it's 34-16, 5:30 to go as Miller brings it across the timeline. She is marked by Charles. Miller, left side of the floor, kicks it out, right point, Bella three, air ball, way undershot. But Sheldon gets an Ohio State offensive rebound. Baseline drive right side, trying to escape the double team, and Sheldon stepped out of bounds. She put that right foot on the baseline, and that is another turnover, 11 turnovers for Ohio State, just four for Maryland.
A certain type of desperation starting to creep into this Ohio State offense. Bell had a shot there from the three-point line that was really deep, airballed it by a lot, and it was a really contested shot. Ohio State's not getting those easy looks that would make them able to come back into this game.
Charles up top, spinning her way, fade away in the lane, bounced around twice on the rim, fell down the rabbit hole, and it's 36-16. 20-point Maryland lead. 4:45 to go in the half. Braxton Miller dribbles the basketball in her right hand up top. A lob pass over the right elbow for Juhasz, and it gets poked away by Austin, but Juhasz recovers. A bounce pass, middle of the lane, Satterfield fading away, puts up an awkward shot which doesn't come close to the rim. Watson brings the rebound, dribbles a high lob, almost an alley-oop-like look, as she threw it way up there towards the rim, trying to find Charles down low. Charles jumped up to grab the ball, but got fouled. So 4:22 to go. That foul was called on Bell for her first. And we have a media timeout. So we will step aside on Scarlet and Gray Sports Radio with Ohio State trailing the Maryland 36-16. Welcome back to Scarlet and Gray Sports Radio alongside Max Cohn. My name is Zachary Nienaber, and what a rough start for Ohio State. 36-16, 4:22 to go in the second quarter. Really, the only exciting thing so far, and no one really even noticed, was that Braxton Miller now has 300 career rebounds. As she entered today's ballgame, two away from 300, she now has three. Maryland trying to work it down low for Austin, their leading scorer with 11 points. And she gets fouled on the floor. Aaliyah Patty picks up her first foul. So it'll be an inbounds play underneath the basket right side with 4:20 to go in the first half. Right side of the floor for Mike Sell. A chest pass to the right elbow for Austin, who drives inside and gets hacked by Patty. Back-to-back fouls on Aaliyah Patty. In a span of just seconds, she goes from having zero fouls to having two fouls.
Shakira Austin goes right into the paint. She's someone that I want to see Maryland start to get involved with. She has 11 points in the game, leading scorer, and she's also the second leading scorer on the team. So Maryland's looking to go inside against this Ohio State team and doing a much better job of getting those easy points.
Kevin McGuff pulls Patty. Rebecca Mikulashikova checks back into the basketball game. And she lines up down low to try to get the rebound. Shakira Austin at the line. She has 11 points. Austin misses the first free throw. Austin comes from a basketball family. Her uncle played at Oregon and also played pro some overseas. She also set the single season block record for Maryland a season ago. Already has one block today for the Terrapins. Misses her second free throw. Ohio State gets the rebound, and Kirsten Bell lays one up and in from the left block on the other side. 36-18. Under four to go. Fading away. It's Shakira Austin in the middle of the lane. Her jump shot's no good. Charles with the rebound drives back in. Left-handed layup is good. She wove in and out of two Ohio State defenders and went right to the rack for the deuce.